Labor leaders and advocacy organizations for agricultural workers met with Attorney General Rob Bonta in Fresno to discuss labor conditions for workers. Bonta said that his family's history as farm laborers and their involvement in United Farm Workers Union, also known as the UFW, makes the plight of agricultural workers hit close to home. In a press conference with the media, Bonta said that he was emotionally moved by the conversations he had with workers regarding their anxieties over their lack of legal protections and daily exposure to unsafe work conditions.
We heard of young Latino fathers and pregnant mothers denied their full earned wages after a full day's work. We've heard of working folks from all walks of life exposed to the COVID-19 virus and then days later incubated on a ventilator. Many of our agricultural workers are the victims of unfair conditions, of discrimination, of harassment, and wage theft. And too many are denied basic rights from equal pay to a safe and healthy workplace.
According to research from UCSF, food and agricultural workers face the highest risk for COVID-19 and also have the highest mortality rate for the disease. While many farms received Paycheck Protection Program loans in the millions, during the pandemic, farm workers and labor advocates say they're still receiving low wages. Because many farm workers are undocumented, they're vulnerable to exploitations like wage theft, or are unable to take sick days as a result of wage and food insecurity, and threats over deportation. Bonta outlined what his office is currently doing to mitigate the harms that workers face in the fields.
The DOJ recently launched our Worker Rights and Fair Labor Section, a team of skilled attorneys focused on addressing systemic business practices that undermine the working conditions of California's most vulnerable low-wage workers. And our work, it doesn't stop there. This summer, I proudly led a coalition of 17 attorneys general urging Congress to pass the PRO Act, urgently needed legislation the Senate must pass to improve the lives and working conditions of our nation's working families, including those in the field. And I am enforcing California's nation-leading labor laws, going after bad actors who cheat workers out of wages and exploit workers in the underground economy. To firefighters, drivers, to dishwashers, working folks know where I stand, and that is alongside them.
Bonta's visit to the Central Valley comes a day after farm workers, their advocates, and residents near farms rallied outside the Department of Pesticide Regulation office in Clovis, demanding notifications when pesticides will be used. They delivered two recent studies from UCLA linking leukemia and brain tumors in children to pesticide exposure. Here's Candy Zeranica, a nurse with the Coalition Advocating for Pesticide Safety, one of the organizations at the rally. Her comments were recorded by the Fresno Bee.
Two studies from researchers at UCLA link 13 pesticides, the toxic 13, to childhood cancers if their mothers, while pregnant, lived within 2.5 miles of the pesticide applications. Families in many other countries do not have to worry about these pesticides because most are banned elsewhere. 11 of the 13 are banned in other nations because they are so harmful, but not in the USA and not in California. So we want to stop pesticide secrecy. We demand the right to know in advance what, when, and where harmful pesticides like these will be applied.
A pesticide notification system is on the way, but it won't be ready until 2024. Organizers say local officials can notify residents easily. According to the Pesticide Action Network, California farmers applied more than 200 million pounds of pesticides on farms in 2018, the last reporting period that's publicly available. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.